Where in the Bible will I find feet washing as an act of worship? Hello everyone, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. There is no example of feet washing in all the Bible, that is, feet washing as an act of worship. Jesus, in John 13, 9-15, used a common practice of that day to teach a much-needed lesson to his disciples on humility and useful service. It's a serious mistake to assume that he intended for his followers to wash feet as a church ordinance. People of that day wore open sandals. Their walkways were dusty paths. Most of them traveled short distances and sometimes longer ones by walking. And under such circumstances, their feet became soiled. It was customary for hosts to place a basin of water at the door of their dwellings, that this needed action of feet washing might be performed. The act was for the purpose of removing actual dirt from the feet. And Jesus, in performing this service, taught the disciples the obligation to be willing to do even the most lowly acts of Christian service. There is no instance in the Scriptures of such action in public worship. And the only other mention of feet washing is in connection with private acts of service, found in 1 Timothy 5, verse 10. Historically, feet washing as a public church ordinance began in the 4th century after Christ, and after the great apostasy had already set in. On occasion, the popes of Rome, with much pomp and ceremony, have washed the feet of a carefully selected group, and some denominational bodies in the United States perform similar rituals, not because soiled feet need washing, as was the case with the disciples, but solely as a ritualistic and ceremonial act. Jesus washed the disciples' feet because they were dirty. He washed the feet of all the disciples. He washed both feet of each disciple. To wash but one foot, as most groups do when they call it foot washing, then and only after the foot has been scrubbed clean first at home, is a far cry from the action and the motivation which prompted the washing of the disciples' feet by our Lord. We meet on the Lord's Day, the first day of the week, to worship, but there is no example in the Bible to observe foot washing as a part of that worship.